You're now listening to Red Saves the Black with Tina and Jared. Shadow Cry, and their MySpace is Shadow Cry Music, and I just
drank an energy drink because I'm extreme.
Something in my eye. They're from Austria, and the song is called Resurrection of the Past.
So, and Gina still has something in her eye.
Getting something out of my eye.
And I'm sitting still after drinking energy drink, which isn't good.
We're good. So we're good.
Bounce all over the place and shit.
He only had like a half one, but
my tolerance is high sometimes.
He thinks he's really cool when he's...
I drink a certain brand a lot, but they're not paying me, so I'm not going to say anything.
He drinks Monster.
No, they're... Pay me, Monster, pay me.
He drinks Monster, he's... Oh, and Lost is up there.
Which is made by Monster.
And what was that? Oh, he has a bunch of Red Bull.
Yeah, but I don't really like Red Bull as much. See, Monster should pay me. Although they did give me free stuff, but...
That's true.
They need, like, a frequent buyer program.
Also true.
See, if we were a band, we could get free stuff.
Yeah, but...
But we're not a band.
Neither of us are talented.
We're just purveyors of all the underground bands.
Purveyors?
Yes.
You mean providers?
No, purveyors. It's like an older word from, like, the 1800s. People use it nowadays.
Because I'm sure everyone knows what that means.
I'm sure
everyone knows everything all about the 1800s.
Learn, kids, learn.
Okay.
Education is, what's that?
Thing? Oh, we need a song from them?
What?
Need song?
Oh, yeah, that was so bad. But, yeah, education is fundamental. Some shit like that.
All right.
And, later in the show...
What's that?
I was gonna say something, and then I completely forgot. Because I'm an idiot. Yep. But, after this show, we're having people over our humble little place. And throwing a White Castle party.
Yeah, White Castle party.
Because we're losers, and for all of you in America...
Basically are losers.
...who have White Castles and like the deliciousness of White Castle, you're lucky sons of bitches if you live near one. Because the nearest one to us is like 2 hours away. And we actually have a friend, Smiles, Johnny Kong, who actually is up there buying a bunch of Crave cases.
Currently.
Which excites me, because it's like a 30-pack of those tiny, delicious burgers and shit, and I don't know. When we thought of the party, I got hungry thinking of it, you know, I was like, White Castle.
Yeah, basically that's like our dinner, so we're waiting for our dinner to arrive.
But see, I know some of you out there, if you live in like northern New Jersey, or if you live in an area where there is a White Castle restaurant, you're like, who the fuck cares, man? I go there all the time.
Yeah.
But people like us, and there's no White Castle.
People in like Wawa or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Or even like, I don't know, little stores and like... little stupid convenience stores in like Europe, and I was like, this is awesome, and it was really no different.
Yeah, but you're in a different country then. It's like White Castle is like a dick tease, you know?
A dick tease.
They work with like, you know, Harold and Kumar, and they put out that movie.
That was true.
And they put coupons in the DVD for like discounted White Castle. They're like, haha, you can't have it.
No, that was the discounted White Castle for the store though.
You can buy frozen White Castle, but
yeah. And like Acme
and it's not the same.
Wawa and stuff. It's
what you crave. See, okay, so Monster Energy has to pay us. Red Bull doesn't because I dissed them. And White Castle has to because we enjoy White Castle here at Red Face Black. And I'm slightly disturbed by that picture of Dave Grohl grabbing his crotch.
No, he's not grabbing his crotch. He's pulling down his shirt.
Or grabbing his crotch.
No, he's pulling down his shirt.
Why is his hair up like that?
Because he probably just flipped his head up.
He looks kind of like my dad.
No, he looks like my dad.
Because my dad's hair.
Remember when we put the picture of my dad next to Dave Grohl?
See, you can't talk about that to everybody out there.
And he looks exactly like him.
Yeah, Gina's dad's got a side-by-side picture, and it looks like, you know, he is Dave Grohl.
It looks exactly like Dave Grohl.
But that's when Gina's dad was, like, back in his heyday, you know?
It was when my dad was, like, 25.
Like our
so
age.
So he's 25 years older.
Ah, so we can do math.
Yay!
We did introduce our first band, right?
Yes.
I'm talking like a mile a minute now because I'm getting all caffeinated.
Shadow Cry.
On that note, we're going to play another song.
Oh, we are?
Because I like music. Look, we talked for like we talked for like 4.5 minutes. That's good enough.
So now
I got me thinking about
song,
White Castle and I'm all distracted and shit. What's that?
What song should we play next? Yeah. You're just like, dang.
I'm really out of it today. So this next band is out of Austria, which a lot of our bands are out of.
Which one?
And by a lot, I mean two. We'll play this one.
The Here. Outrage
one. Oh, wait, the first band was from Austria, wasn't it?
Yeah, I said that.
I wasn't even paying attention.
Oh, damn, whatever. Oh, okay.
Okay, there you go.
Chill.
Computer software.
Chill.
What are you, coaxing the computer to calm down?
Okay, ready?
You're like, calm down.
Say it.
So this next band is Outrage, out of Austria. And you can check them out at myspace.com/outrage666. The digits, not the spelling. And the name of the track is Between Life and Death.
Shut up, listen, cover me.
Show with Austrian bands.
Yes, we
which
did.
Is always good. The past couple shows we've been going to other countries for the music, so that's pretty awesome.
And by we, I've been finding most of the music, but whatever.
That's because Jean is good at it. The girl's got skills.
So that was, Outrage. And the song was called Between Life and Death. And the MySpace is Outrage666. Because, I just realized I'm talking really low.
Yeah, you're barely getting on the charts here.
All right.
Louder.
That sucked.
Louder.
Isn't that a Black Eyed Peas song? Pump it. Louder.
No.
Pump it. Yeah, that's what
the
I know.
Louder is when The Simpsons, it's like, it's chowder. Chowder.
Okay, you're weird.
If you're a Simpsons nerd like me.
Jared and I watched Superbad today.
Yeah, we're a little behind, considering the movie came out last year.
Yeah.
But friends were like, oh, you gotta see it, it's great, and I don't know, it struck me as, like, a mix between, like, Super Troopers, American Pie, and, like, Dazed and Confused all wrapped into one.
Dazed and Confused, yay!
It's definitely, like, the American Pie for, like, all of, like, high school students of, like, today. Whereas for us, like, American Pie was, like...
I don't know, I kind of like Superbad better than American Pie.
Yeah, well, Superbad was,
it was okay. It wasn't amazing, but then again, I'm a girl, and I feel like it was mainly about guys in high school.
Superbad was crude. You know, they put out a picture book called Superband pictures, and it's 82 pages of penis illustrations by the artist who actually drew them all.
What was I going to say?
And as cliche as it sounds, to quote the McLovin line, I just think that was great.
Wait.
He's a McLovin. It's not even a first name. Are you Seal? I don't know. I thought it was a pretty good movie.
What was I going to say? Damn it.
Come on, when you start off talking about, like, porno, and which porno you want to subscribe to.
Wait.
So, silence says...
I'm thinking, and Jared keeps talking.
Well, you gotta say something.
Wait.
No dead air.
Okay. So, I saw Juno before I saw Superbad, and I liked Michael Cera in it, which was the guy who played... Pauly Bleeker in
he's also from Arrested Development.
And he also, yeah, he's in Arrested Development. And he also played Evan in Superbad. So I liked it mainly because, well, not mainly, but I liked it because Michael Cera was in it because he's cool.
I still like the McLovin guy who'd never done anything before this movie. Just walked in with an audition with nothing, like no, like, you know, headshots or anything, or just walked in.
Oh, yeah, the guy who played
with his friends.
Fogel,
yeah.
McLovin.
And the movie made like $170 million worldwide. This guy's like super worldwide famous. I think the McLovin thing was one of the things that like is in like pop culture now.
Yeah.
McLovin, it doesn't even have a first name.
What do you Seal?
That was great. I also like the girl was like the, maybe the, like a blow jay.
Yeah.
What? So it was good times and it was entertaining.
It was.
I read some like reviews about it and some critics were talking about it was like a direct ripoff of the movie House Party, but that also was from like 1990 and had these like rappers in it.
Oh.
So I don't know how that was relevant to it, but.
Jared also has two random bar stools just chilling.
I do. In front of us right now are two bar stools that swivel, and they're gangster. And I have no clue what that has to do with Superbad.
They're not gangster at all. Because you just look up and you're like, oh, bar stools.
Yeah, my room.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Oh my freaking gosh!
And apparently there's a mouse that just ran by.
Oh my gosh!
Now that's quality entertainment right there. I told you we had a mouse.
Oh my gosh, you totally have a mouse.
I know, everybody's got one.
Holy crap, where the hell did it come from?
Oh, it probably went under the door.
No, it went that way. That means it's in your closet.
That's fine, let him hang out there.
Holy crap, I did not expect that. Oh my gosh. I totally need to put my shoes back on.
I told you we had a mouse. We got to get like a mouse trap.
Oh no! Don't do that. Oh no!
I mean,
don't
bother
it.
Me. One or two is fine.
Don't kill it.
No, they all think we're a bunch of dirty bastards.
Remember the time.
Live one with the mice.
Remember the time when you lived at Pompeo and did the mouse and it died and got stuck to the floor.
The heater was so hot it melted to the floor.
Oh, that was disgusting. it had already died, but. Oh, I'm sorry. He had to pick it up. Did you pick it up?
We had to scrape. We used a spatula to get it off.
Who did that? Who picked it up?
Pompeo picked it up, and the inside came with it.
Wait, and the best part about it was...
But the outside stayed there?
The best part about it was that I forgot my camera there, and it was, like, at their dorm room or whatever, so I forgot my camera there. So they're like, this is great, and decided to take pictures of it with my camera. I turn on my camera, and there's pictures of a dead mouse, and then the skin of... It was horrible.
Better zip your bags up. Make sure no mice get in your clothes.
Scarred for life.
You know, like, all those pile of clothes.
Thank you.
Mice are harmless, really, I mean.
I know. I'm not saying it bothers me. I'm not my mom has a fear of mice. I don't have a fear of mice, but I just totally did not expect that.
Of course, we were in a supermarket earlier.
It just ran right across.
It came from under the door, probably.
Yeah, but that, I just didn't, I'm sorry, I didn't expect it.
You want me to go catch him? He's right in the closet.
And let him out? Yes. Kill him? No.
Kill him.
Don't kill him! You have to let him out!
Take him, throw him out the window.
No.
It'll be fine.
No!
It's only 40 foot drop.
I feel bad!
No. What's weird about mice is people get skeeved out when they're in their house, but then people have pet mice. So it's like...
Yeah, my cousin has a pet
mouse. I guess
you
take better care of it and they're cleaner.
Yeah, it's also in the cage. And, you know, you feed it and you have control of it. You don't think it's going to eat your clothes or your... clothes.
So tonight at the party, we'll just bang around and make a lot of noise and scare it to hell. Out and kill it.
I don't think it does that. I don't think it works that way. No. Now it's in your room. You know that. It's just chilling in your room.
It's in my closet. Who cares?
It's hanging.
You know how many mice I had when I lived at college? In the dorm?
That's true.
He's probably going to climb up my... They climb up your clothes. Do you know that? Like, if they're in your closet, they'll climb up your clothes. So, like, people keep food in the top of their closet in, like, college. Like, they would come and, like, there'd be, like... Half the food would be eaten. Nobody knew that mice could climb.
We get mice in our my house sometimes.
So from Superbad to barstools to mice.
We get mice in my parents' house sometimes because...
That's exciting.
That's, well, because the backyard is railroad tracks. So.
I should also note that the barstools we have in front of us are circa 1970.
Yeah.
So it's like swivel disco style.
I totally need to...
We're a gangster. If we ever take new photos for the sites, we should...
We need to play another song.
Yes, we should take photos.
Okay, so I just accidentally hit the button, and I was in the middle of my sentence. I was like, we definitely need to play another song. And I was like, and that's it, the end. So I'm really sorry, but I hit the button. I didn't mean to.
Wouldn't it be funny if the mouse got in my laundry basket and then wound up in the washer?
Oh, that would suck. All over your clothes? Ugh.
I'd have to wash them again, but we have no more mouse.
I would never wear my clothes again, ever. Okay, give me this.
Well, I'm sure the mouse will notice when I'm shaking around the laundry basket. I'll probably get the hell out of there.
So which song are we playing?
I don't know. How about this song?
Oh, okay. That one.
Knife to a Gunfight Noise. Well, the name of the band is Knife to a Gunfight. The MySpace is Knife to a Gunfight Noise. They're out of Sydney, Australia. And the name of the track is Bad Town.
Oh,
So I think we got the mouse trapped in my closet.
There's a possibility. He really could have just run all around the room at this point. We have no idea.
Well, I think we may have gotten him. I don't know. Unless he's in my shoes. I'd love to wake up and catch a mouse in my shoe.
I don't know if I would.
Yeah, there was some other stuff I wanted to talk about, but this show went by quick. You always find something to bullshit about and talk about.
Well, I suppose.
Or, you know, good stuff like that. Because, I don't know.
Okay.
Now we have stuff to talk about next week, too. We'll give you an update on the mouse, apparently. Perhaps. And
if we remember.
We introduced that last band, correct?
Yes.
I don't know, the mouse situation kind of...
Wait, who was it?
It's a metal mouse.
No, who was the last song? Who was it?
I don't remember.
Oh, so, Knife to a Gunfight. That's it.
There you go.
Knife to a Gunfight Noise is the MySpace.
And on that note, we're going to wrap this show up.
With...
Thank you again for always tuning in and supporting the underground.
With A Lesson in Chaos, and the MySpace is myspace.com/A Lesson in Chaos. And they're out of Seattle, Washington, and the song's called Book of Malachi, but they spell it a lot differently than what I've seen, but...
Go check them out at myspace.com/A Lesson in Chaos for more on that.
And... the end.
The end.
We'll see you next time.
Thank you again. He will burn it to the ground. See a piece of broken bone. It must withdraw itself. The things and dreams I know darkness is the war will now be found. My mind is burned. Food. The land is destroyed. Contemplate the third. Revenges from me at the destruction of blood. Not a revolution of the dead. In that in your fight. In that book of Malachi. In the public good. When the fight is right. Aliens, angels, everything. Lights of glorious awakening. Rubies turn to be diamonds. The diamonds believe themselves to be flawless. The buildings turn to ashes. The world becomes lawless. The dark heart seeks a way to black our sky. Kill the gains. Malachi! My blood is blood! Food! Now that I can destroy it, drop the blood! It's alright! Resident just for me as a solution for the blood! Now that I've been solution for the blood! Be that thing you fight! It's that book of Malachi! The world is at the fight! Of your side! They sell us dreams! But give me my debts! For me! Of the lies, he's not in your fight.